It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, June 16th. I'm Adrienne Hill, sitting in for Ben Johnson. Next week, the president is tackling tech, how to use it to help the federal government run better. Monday, the newly created American Technology Council is set to meet for the first time. The administration is planning to bring government officials, together with Silicon Valley bigwigs, to discuss ways to, quote, transform and modernize the federal government and how it uses and delivers digital services. Tony Rahm is senior editor at Recode, where he covers policy and politics. I asked him who from the tech world is expected to be there.
Well, the funny thing about the list is that the White House actually won't say. I think part of the problem is that tech companies have been so fearful about the blowback that they might face from some of their employees, which have been some of the president's top critics. But from my reporting, we know that companies like Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Intel, Qualcomm, Oracle, those major tech companies have all been invited, and it's the CEOs who they're expected to send to Washington. There's also supposed to be another meeting later on in the week where the White House will explore issues around emerging technology. That's things like drones and the emerging industry called the Internet of Things, like fitness trackers and so forth. And there you can expect to see a broader array of companies as well as some of Silicon Valley's top investors.
So you think these big corporate CEOs will show up? You think they're going to be there whether or not they face backlash from their employees?
They're definitely going to be there. You can expect to see these major tech CEOs at the White House. You know, there's this broad belief in Silicon Valley that you have to engage. You can't just sit on the sidelines as the White House makes major policy in the, you know, whether it's technology or it's other areas of the economy. So they're definitely going to be at the table.
What do we know about how President Trump thinks about technology and the role it might have to play?
President Trump didn't actually say a whole lot about technology during the 2016 campaign. Trump said very little, and actually his, you know, most well-known comments about tech were attacks on Apple CEO Tim Cook and Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Now that he's in the White House, though, he has no choice but to engage on some of this stuff. And, you know, short of this tech week that's coming up starting Monday, there hasn't been a whole lot of policy. Generally speaking, we know that he wants to improve government. We know that Jared Kushner and others want to use technology to solve some long-term problems such as poor care and poor management at the Department of Veterans Affairs. But I think we can expect to start to see the Trump technology agenda come together next week.
That's Tony Rahm of Recode. The American Technology Council is expected to meet at the White House on Monday.
Hi, it's Ben Brock Johnson. Marketplace is here because these days it's essential to have an independent source explaining how the economy really works, not just for CEOs, but for everyone. Your support keeps this kind of reporting coming, and it's especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. Visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us in your world every day. And thanks.
It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today is Justin Haywald. He's managing editor for the gaming website GameSpot. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I think I'm ready.
All right. We'll start off with 24.7% of market share.
Oh, 24.7% of market share.
Big story of the week here.
Oh,
that is the market share of the ride-hailing company Lyft.
Wow.
Yeah, it has grown. Whoa. I know. Lyft is slowly gaining market share as Uber sort of is getting batted around. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I'm ready for your number.
All right. So I guess my first number is 15 minutes.
15 minutes. I'm going to guess this is about E3, which mm-hmm. is the big video game convention. The number of minutes that you got to play the new Mario game.
That is very close. This one is the number of minutes early that they had to open the show floor this year to allow the enormous number of new people they've let in. So it was 15,000 new people from the public who were allowed to be a part of E3 this year. They only told exhibitors about 30 minutes before that happened, though.
And I've seen some of these videos of people just pouring onto the E3 floor. Mm-hmm. Were you there for that moment of crush?
I watched the videos of it. It's crazy.
For people out there who don't know about E3, how would you describe it?
To be a little hyperbolic, it's kind of like New Year's, Christmas, and Halloween all tied together for gamers. Like, it's a time when companies release all of these new trailers and announcements and consoles. It's the biggest week in all of gaming. It's just a really fun, exciting time to learn about all this fun stuff that's going to be coming up for the rest of the year.
All right. I have a number for you. Again, Tech World broadly. 93% of posts.
93% of posts. I'm going to say Trump.
just Trump. No, this has nothing to do with Trump. This is the percent of Instagram-sponsored posts that aren't clearly disclosed. Instagram this week said if you're going to run sort of – if you're going to post a sponsored post, if you're going to show off some cool sunglasses, you need to make clear that it's mm-hmm. a sponsored. It's a paid-for post. Right now, something like 93% of those paid-for posts aren't indicated as such. Does that happen in the gaming world? Do Instagram – are there gamers in the gaming world who – post on Instagram? And
so Instagram, not as big. Of course, the FCC has been cracking down a little bit more on YouTube. And a big thing in gaming is people streaming games on YouTube.
Right.
But people aren't always necessarily forthcoming when a publisher has paid them to create that kind of content.
Justin Haywald is managing editor for the gaming website GameSpot. Thanks so much.
No, thank you.
The Grammys have announced plans to allow online voting. And according to BuzzFeed News, the ballots will have an interactive element, letting voters listen to nominated songs. So if Kendrick Lamar's hit song Humble gets a nod, voters will have a chance to hear it before they make a choice. If somehow they've missed it. I'm Adrian Hill, and that's our show today. Sit down. Sit down. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.